1620 94.5 WTAW. Summertime traditions return for local law enforcement. It's the annual Special Olympics fundraiser, Tip-A-Cop. Here's more from a recent visit on the Infomaniacs by Lieutenant Jason James of the Bryan Police Department.
The officers have come in. We'll assist the wait staff. We're not going to like take your food and deliver it. No orders.
You're not cooking the steaks?
Not cooking. What we do is bring out the rolls. We'll bring out extra.
Hey, that's everybody's favorite part of Texas Roadhouse anyway.
That is the busiest part of this job is getting the rolls and refilling drinks. Mm-hmm. That's two main jobs that the officers do. But it's good community policing. The officers get to see the citizens and the people that the officers that patrol their neighborhood, the citizens get to talk to us and ask us questions. You know, we're not at somebody's car window writing a ticket. We're not taking anybody to jail. This is a time to be able to ask those questions. And it's just fun. It's just community fun. It's so packed in there. You're going to see people you know. We spread it out over 4 days because so many officers want to participate in this. And for Special Olympics and Law Enforcement Torch Run, it's 1 day. Every Thursday, the last Thursday, so the 27th would be statewide Tip-A-Cop. And we have such a great community that we do 4 days. And if we raise, the last 2 years, we've raised $50,000. So we're going to shoot for $50,000 again. So we need everybody to come out and eat and just support us.
So the goal is 50K. You guys are running it Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday of next week. And this is at dinner time. This is when Roadhouse is open for dinner.
Correct.
And you guys will just be collecting tips. Does it have to be cash? How can people donate?
We give everybody an option. So we take cash, we take check, we take credit card. You can donate online, and also you can mail in a check to the police department. So we want to give everybody a chance to send in money. If you can't make it out there, we have an online option, or you can mail a check. If you just walk up and give us some cash, we'll put that towards Special Olympics as well. So we just kind of give everybody an opportunity.
Now, which law enforcement branches, like I know you're from the Bryan Police Department, but right. Who all is involved in this?
Oh, this is going to be a long list. So you got Bryan, College Station, Texas A&M University, Brazos County. We have Navasota this year helping out. Got Grimes County, Waller County, Madison, Madisonville, and then Burleson County.
Oh, great.
And we have all our constables from Brazos County. All four will step up, Texas Parks and Wildlife, and then DPS.
Okay, so no wonder you need 4 days to get this done.
Yeah, you look at all the different law enforcement agencies in our area, and they all want to give a little, you know, have an officer here or there come out and work. And it's just for a great cause. We do so much for the athletes here locally. And it helps them buy equipment, to rent facilities, ensures that the Special Olympic Games happen. And that's what this is about, to keep the athletes healthy and active, socializing, getting them out and learning new sports and staying active. So you actually get to see where your money goes because we have so many games that take place here in Bryan College Station.
Yeah, that's an incredible cause. All right, Tip-A-Cop at Texas Roadhouse for dinner. Go out, eat, and then donate to the local law enforcement guys and gals who are going to be out there filling drinks and serving rolls. So anything else?
No, we just hope to see everybody and come out and support our athletes.
That's Bryan Police Lieutenant Jason James promoting the Tip-A-Cop Special Olympics fundraiser on a recent episode of WTAW's Infomaniacs. Tip-A-Cop taking place at Texas Roadhouse in College Station through Thursday. This is 1620 94.5 WTAW.